Welcome to the AHDB podcast, practical know-how to help your farm business. In this edition, as part of our Breed for Better campaign, Steve West from our Knowledge Exchange team speaks to dairy farmer Andrew Gilman about his breeding policies.
Right, good afternoon. My name's Steve West. I work on the KE team for AHDB Dairy. I'm here today with Andrew Gilman here on Statfold Farm. Andrew farms 200 Holstein cows in Staffordshire, and today we're here to talk to him about how his herd has evolved over recent years, and we're particularly keen to understand more about the breeding policies and goals within the herd. Welcome, Andrew. So, Andrew, how would you describe your system here?
Yeah, so we, as you said, we are milking 200 cows three times a day in an intensive all year round indoor system.
Excellent. And supplying Asda, I understand?
Yeah, I've got an Arla contract, but yeah, our milk goes to Asda.
And presumably they're calving all year round?
Yeah, calve all year round.
Yes. And housed all year round too?
Yeah, dry cows and heifers, young stock go outside, but the milkers are housed indoor all year round, yeah.
Excellent. What sort of yields are you achieving?
We're currently 10,700 litres average milk yield.
And I understand you're looking to push the numbers slightly over the next year or so.
Yes, we're currently constructing a new shed. We'll be expanding by 100 cows, which will take us to 300 cows in milk. It's a big step, but we've got 450 acres here on the productive land, and I think we can take those numbers.
And in terms of cows, pushing those numbers of cows, are you looking at the same cow profile or are you looking at a slightly different breed structure?
Yeah, slightly different breed structure. The majority of the herd will remain Holstein, but I am buying 35 Swedish red cows from Sweden and 35 crossbreeds from Denmark.
Excellent. So, Andrew, how would you say the fertility is in the herd at the moment?
Yeah, fertility is the biggest challenge for my business at the moment. Challenges in the past has been mastitis, which we are well on top of now. And so now my new challenge is fertility, which needs to improve.
Excellent. Where would you sit on preg rate?
Preg rate currently sits between 15 to 20.
So effectively, that's the top end of the average frame within our KPIs that we promote within the strategic farm system. So where do you think are the key areas of pinch for that?
I think we have an issue with transition. We have too much metritis in the early stages of lactation. I think that comes down to our current calving yard, which we are currently building a new shed, which for a new calving yard, which will hopefully go some way to solving our problems.
And what are your breeding policies, Andrew?
So our breeding policies are for all the milking cows, it is all artificial insemination. We look to only breed from the best cows in the herd, and we use exclusively sex semen on those cows for the first three services, and then to beef after that. All of the poorer genetic animals, they are served to beef.
And what sort of conception rates are you achieving?
Currently, 2.7 services per conception.
So that's round about 36% conception. And for sexed and conventional, are you getting an equivalent conception rate?
We are, yes. Well, yeah, but yeah, basically we are for both, yes.
And which cows to put to sex semen?
The cows are selected by the herd genetic report. And in particular, we look at PLI, kilos of fat and protein produced, and fertility.
So effectively, you're aiming to breed from the most fertile cows in the herd?
Absolutely.
So do you make any practical selections in terms of a slightly less fertile but high-producing cow? Would you want a replacement from her?
We made the decision just to stick to our goals and go with the data. It is very tempting to do that. But no, it's strictly, we strictly follow the protocol.
So breeding from the most fertile cows within the herd.
Yes.
In terms of heat detection, what's your protocol for doing that on farm?
All animals have an activity monitor and the latest heat time system with the rumination, which is mounted on a collar around the neck.
So I've got a question about your calves, Andrew. Where do your calves go? Do you have an outlet for them?
Yes, we do. So they go through like an integrated buying rearing scheme.
And the value of those calves, have you seen a difference in that since you've been using sex semen with beef?
Yeah, a beef cross calf is worth more than double the amount of a Holstein bull calf.
In terms of targets and weight targets for those calves, are those set on there?
Yes, yeah, they are. The calves are, the buyer comes out and he grades each calf, grade 1, 2, or 3.
So effectively, the economics stack up far more by using Sexton beef compared to using sexed or conventional with a beef.
Absolutely. Using sex semen, you are reducing the amount of dairy bull calves and you're increasing the amount of beef cross calves.
So effectively increasing the potential for profit in the calf house.
Yes, absolutely.
So Andy, I think we've established that you're an advocate of using sex semen within an all-year-round calving system. What would be your top tips for success for using sex semen in this type of system?
Well, straight away, it's the handling of the semen. Everybody needs to be following the same protocols. Do it correctly. Do it the same every single time. Then next day, timing of service is very important with sex semen. And also selecting the right cows to receive it from her genetic report.
So selecting those right cows, presumably, that's not missing an opportunity to leap forward in terms of your genetic gain across the herd.
Oh, genetic gain is incredibly important. Anything that we can do to increase a rate of genetic gain is worthwhile to a massive degree. And also the AHDB sex semen calculator that does clearly show the economic benefit of using sex semen and beef.
Excellent. So the calves are worth more and it's better for your bottom line.
Absolutely.
So lastly, I think that's a good summary. And thank you, Andrew, for your time today. For those listening today, this has just been a 10-minute podcast. We've got a huge amount more discussion to have. So please join the discussion on Twitter. The resources will be shown at the bottom of this podcast. We have the herd genetic report. If you're not already signed up to that, please do so through the following link. We also have a webinar for any block carvers who may be listening, which will give you practical methods for using sex semen in that environment. And of course, we've got a link to the sex semen calculator that's freely available to all levy payers. So thank you for your attention and please look out for our further podcasts.
That was Steve West from our Knowledge Exchange team with dairy farmer Andrew Gilman. In our next episode, we take a look at AHDB's work around the important topic of meat and health.
Visit ahdb.org.uk for all the latest news, research and information, and follow us on Twitter @thehdb to stay up to date.